throw stuff to the pigs in. Throw food.
Slop bucket, like you mean?
Yeah.
Well, it would have a wooden slop bucket. See, the time that we're talking about, they had no very few tin buckets. You put your cut a bough, wooden bough, and then use that for your slop bucket.
I see.
Then you bring it to the pig in the lot.
Okay. Now, what do you use to fry eggs in?
As far as I remember, yeah, we used to fry our egg in a skillet.
Okay.
It's about 6 inch wide, you know, and about 2 inch high.
Yeah.
Then you fry it in whole lard or butter.
Uh-huh.
We didn't go to the store to buy our butter or grease for the family. Yeah. We raise our own lard.
Mr. Joe, did you? Your mother said. You said your mother cooked in the fire.
Yeah, she cooked in the fireplace.
Did she have it like maybe sort of a skillet with three legs on it?
Right.
What'd she call that? Was that a?
That was called a skillet.
Uh huh.
With three legs and a cover.
Yeah.
Now you would put blaze to the bottom of it.
Mhm.
And on the top of the cover. That's how the most bacon, sweet potato. And biscuit,
yeah.
Cornbread. She used to make five cornbread in the morning. It was made just like I'm telling you now.
What about the type of cornbread you might have?
Well, she used to use water, milk,
eggs,
baking powder,
soda.
Don't you forget, soda is very helpful to a person's health.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the old women used to use soda instead of baking powder. Make your teeth healthy, you would be more healthy.
They use baking soda?
Baking soda. You should use a pinch of baking soda in all of your beans.
To make it food rise?
To make it digest right.
Uh-huh.
Soda. That's what mother used to do at all times. Soda biscuit, see?
Mm-hmm.
Soda cornbread. She used to make tea cake. I don't know what would she use in it, but you could take the tea cake after she bake it, make both of your finger meat, squeezing it, you know, it wouldn't crack. And today they can make tea cake out there.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lady told me I know two ladies that used to make tea cake like that. My mother and another woman. Wouldn't crack. I mean, it would stay soft 8 days. Wouldn't be crummy in a powder like, you know, salt.
Now, what'd you use to wash your clothes in? Maybe you used to get them to a boil? Yeah, did you ever?
No, you'd wash it. They didn't have no washboard, you remember I told you that?
Yeah.
You used to beat your clothes on the battoir. They used to call that would be a big bowl in the fire.
Yeah.
Put that clothes in a pile, wet it, raise it up, beat it up until you get it clean as you want.
Yeah, but didn't you ever did you ever have a big black thing, you know, you'd build a fire under it and boil the clothes?
No, we didn't use to boil our clothes.
Okay. Well, what'd you call it, big black?
That would be a 12-gallon pot.
Hot.
Yeah, we got one on the outside there. You melt hog crackling in there. Make your grease.
Yeah.
You can make your soap in there.
Uh-huh.
You know, once upon a time, people used to make their own soap make it with fat and hog lard.
How'd they make that?
They put a certain quantity of water, the fat from hog, or the fat from a bull, you know. Then they put lye in there.